Finish off here. Okay, so we just want to finish off. We're finishing Perek Hay. We're involved in the sugya of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. What is Yisurim? I mean, that's basically what we've been spending on. We're about to finish this whole sefer. It's been a while. Basically, understanding the basic feelings of Imuna and Betochen. We've gone through a journey discussing Avram and Yitzchok. I'm almost coming to the end of the sugya. We said a lot of things. We said that Kabbalah Yisurim is not a darga, it's not a madrega. It's something that a person understands. Ashkaf, he understands what he's doing. He makes an asik out of it, and he understands what he has to do. We said that a person has to understand that everything that Hashem does is for the good. Therefore, everything that comes upon him is coming from Hashem, and it's ultimately for his good. And that we don't have kashas. We saw from Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, the minute there was a chance that they might have some kind of kasha, why is Hashem doing this to me? They fled. They fled from the kasha. They fled from the kasha because even them on their high levels of Emunah Betochen and Nevuah even didn't want to go down that path of maybe thinking that was happening to them wasn't good. It's the diary of Gamzu the Toiva or the other level, the two levels, they're not the same thing by the way. Don't ever think that Rabbi Kiva and Nochem Ish Gamzu said the same thing. One said, Kol Mada Avid Rahman at the top of the, everything that Hashem does, he does for the good. And Nochem Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu the Toiva. I don't need 2 to 9 to teach me the same klal. If 2 to 9 teach me a klal, they're teaching me 2 different klalim. And if they use different loshen, it's 2 different klalim. The pashas, they're different levels. Rabbi Kiva's level is lower than Nochem Ish Gamzu. Rabbi Kiva sees the negative, but understands that ultimately it's for the good. Kol Mada Avraham Matovot. This looks to me to be very bad, but it can't be, because everything Hashem does is for the good. Nachum Ish Gamzu doesn't even see the bad. He doesn't even see, this looks bad, but you know, one day I'll understand what's good. He sees it's good. He doesn't see bad at all. It's a higher darga. That's how the Mefarshim explain those two tamei. Which is also Purim. It's also the sugya of Purim. And it's also the sugya we're going to be dealing with from tomorrow, that's Hashem. I just said anybody who starts tomorrow has to finish it. If you start. It means if you're going to be consistent, then either consistently come or consistently don't come. We're not starting this if you're going to miss out or whatever. I mean, if you're honest, you're honest. Then you have to come and see me and we'll have to fill out what we got. Because you can go, I don't even know where you brought it in the sefer. But anyway, I've been working on the sugya for a long time and it really is the sugya of Purim. This sugya is only shaykh 1 day a year, and that's in Purim. If you're trying to apply this sugya on any other day of the year, you become a kaifa. That's serious stuff. Sorry to bring you in on the first day of something. Okay. You know, fire and brimstone. We're not usually this melodramatic. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be dealing with that, and it's not going to be on tape. So anybody who's listening on the tape, you have to come to the yeshiva if you want to, you know, if you want to hear the rest of it. Okay. We say one reish pay base right at that. Steigin ba'avas Hashem. Abi zatzal hayim mechaven bekriya shma shel hayusurim sheovru alav al mishpoch toy b'sha. My father zatzal used to, when he said kriya shma, he used to have kavanas on yusurim that him and his family went through the Holocaust. Shamu ayu meyached es Hashem, vayu mekavet ki kulam hayirak mi Hashem echor. The tavosa legoil lavosa isa. He used to have kavana and meyached the name of Hashem, that everything that was happening all came only from Hashem, and therefore it was for our goodness and from the greatness of Hashem's love for us. And everything Hashem does for us, even though down yet looks like it's wacky, but it's only for our good and it only comes from the love that Hashem has for us. It's a derech that every one of us has to conduct himself in the yisurim, in the challenges and the difficulties that come upon him. Now you have to understand something. You're not going to go off and love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul and all your whatever. This is not a one day job. You don't read this book and suddenly your life gets changed. That's not how it works. This is an avodah zarah. Ulam kasheu haim eshma Yisrael Hashem elokeinu va'avtes Hashem alav lizkor es kol oisim yisurim. You have to remember all the yisurim, you have to remember all the difficulties and troubles that you're going through. If you can expand yourself a little bit, Klal Yisrael, the bigger you are, the more of Klal Yisrael suffering you can think about. But it's not at least just with yourself. Lizbainan ken kulam hayu letovoseinu. At least twice a day, use Kriya Shema as an avoider to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everything that came, that's happening, Hashem Elokeinu, everything that's happening is coming from Hashem Echad. It's all from Hashem and it's all from our goodness. Mi'avas Hashem Eitonu. It's coming from Hashem's Ava. But that's why we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everything that happens is only from Hashem, because He's nothing other than Hashem. V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha. Kach noicha l'kayim es mitzvos avos Hashem. By the way, you have to say the two brachas properly, understanding what you're saying as well. The two brachas pre-Kriya Shema are not just blessings you say on Kriya Shema. If you want to eat apple, you've got to make a blessing. So you want to say Kriya Shema, you've got to make a blessing. The rabbis made blessings. That's not what they are. Those two blessings are preparation for Kriya Shema. They're hachana. Yeah, you know this. Where do we see it? How do you love Hashem? Says the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, in the Mishnah Torah, how do you come to love Hashem? He's boinon on his ma'asim. You have to meditate on the world, meditate on Hashem's wisdom, on his ma'asim. You go look around, you see what he does, whatever. He says, behechrach, you'll come to love him. If you just take time out to look at Hashem and his works of Hashem, Hashem you can't look at. If you look at what he does, behechrach, he says, you'll come to love him. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Sefer Chinuch ask the same question: how do you love Hashem? It says you've got to love Hashem. How do you do that? You know, I love you, Hashem. I mean, how do you do that? If you buy flowers, you fall. Have you fall in love with Hashem? Yeah. So you get Cupid to shoot you with an arrow. Like, how do you get Cupid to shoot you with an arrow? You know, how do you fall in love? Yeah. How do you come to love somebody? So the Rambam in the Chinuch and the Sefer thing says Nisboini b'Torah. You come to learn Hashem's Torah properly in depth or whatever, but Hechrach perforce will come to love it. Yeah? The truth is, there's no difference between Hashem's Torah and Hashem's world, because Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. The world is just a sort of a movie of the, you know, it's a blueprint. It's the same thing. It reflects exactly. So those are two brachas that Chazal were kavaya for us. What's the first bracha? Yitzam Iris. We meditate on the Bria. We meditate on the stars, on the moon, on the enormity of the Bria. Ve'echrach you have to love Hashem. And what's the second bracha? Abba Rabba. Birkas HaTorah. You meditate on Torah and you learn Torah and you got depth in Torah. Now you can say Shema for after Hashem Elokecha. Now you can love Hashem. Hechrach. Those two brachas are the chana for that. Heard that from the Tifrach Rosh Hashiva. Why are you thinking inside, no? You think the brachas, huh? Was Yaitzi the brachas? The brachas are Yaitzi. The brachas are chana. Preparation to say, I love you Hashem. So that also doesn't happen in one day. You don't say the bracha bochat Hashem, Yaitzi Ma'iris, and suddenly, sure. You're walking around dazzled with love for Hashem, like the Rambam says. Have you read the Rambam says how you have to love Hashem? You've got to be posh with lovesick. The Rambam's description of the love you have for Hashem. You have to read it there. It's an unbelievable description of the love we're supposed to have for Hashem. You're supposed to be, like, excuse the language, you're supposed to be bananas for Hashem. That's what the Rambam says in Halacha. It's Halacha safe. Anyway. So say derech lekol echad mitanu loy bisurim hu. Lo b'yamechad yudi matzliach lo'ev es hakosh bochum v'kol lo'ev v'kol nefesh. Ulam kesho'im eshma Yisrael v'hafta. When he says Shema Yisrael v'after Hashem Elokecha, etc., Allah the score is kol oisim yisurim. He's bayam kol amr tovah seiver. You have to remember all the yisurim. You have to meditate on all the yisurim. Be careful how you do this and whatever, because you get so immersed in all your suffering, you can get so blackened and darkened by all your suffering, you know, that you lose sight that you say Kriya Shema. You know, you have to work it out, like one a day, two a day. I mean, it depends on how much suffering, what you've been through, whatever. If you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna focus too much on all the negative in your life, you can get lost here as well. The Mekubalim say you shouldn't spend too much time saying Echad either. Because if you understand what you're saying, Echad, is you can get lost in the Einol Mevada, you don't come back again. You know, there were Gedolim that used to faint when they said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because if you understand what you're saying, you're not saying there's one Hashem. We know there's one Hashem. That's simple. You're saying there's nothing other than Hashem. You get lost in that oneness, you can really get lost there. So that's why we say don't spend too much time saying Echad. Just enough time to go, you know, Aleph Chet Dalet, you know. 8 levels, 4 directions, you know, get out of there. We don't have that problem. Alava, we, you know, that's not our problem. Me avas Hashem itono. Okay. Kach noichel akayim es mitzvah zasav Hashem. Now you can make a mitzvah of avas Hashem. How do you love Hashem? Kach nis'ale miyoyim liyoyim bekabolis yusurim ba'avam. And yeah, in such a way, a person goes up and up and up. He becomes a ben aliyah in avas Hashem and kabolis yusurim ba'avam. By the way, they're the same thing. You can't love Hashem. You can't come to Avos Hashem as long as you haven't settled Yisurim. You can have a hard time getting a warm, cuddly relationship with somebody who cooked up Auschwitz. Yeah? The guy that decided there's going to be an Auschwitz, you try and get warm and cuddly with him. You're not going to do it.
Maybe not such an extreme, but you can still have the idea of
I'm talking
you anyway.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it can be hard to say, Mengele, I love you anyway. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a hard time dealing with mamash, what looks to be the worst evil in the world, yeah? It's very hard to get warm and cuddly with somebody who did that. Now, that's at a distance, right? But sometimes you have a Rahman Salah person who has a suffering, he has a maki, he has a tragedy, whatever, and it's very hard to be warm and cuddly with a guy that just did that to you, yeah? Well, even with your father. Your father gives you a big punch. Now you know your father loves you, you know he cares for you or whatever. It takes a while before you get back to warm and cuddly with them. You know what I'm saying? You have to be real. Okay, you have to be real. So it means Kabbalah Sussurim Ba'ava is a hachona really for Avas Hashem. Because what's interfering with my love for Hashem is the suffering. When you start accepting the suffering with love and you start seeing the goodness in the suffering, so then the love of Hashem actually gets enhanced, not detracted from it. But in the early stages of this sugya, the fact that Hashem seems to do not nice things is going to interfere with your love for Hashem. It's unavoidable. I used to say a shiur once a week in the old city to a bunch of kids that had gone, for a whole bunch of various reasons, weren't that involved in Yiddishkeit, and they were slowly coming back. And every one of them, they had all one thing in common. They were very angry. They were very angry with God. Every one of them was very, very angry with God. Yeah, they kind of blamed God for what they did, you know, which is good. Because if you don't believe in God, who are you going to blame? So at least they believe in God enough to blame him. Which is quite a dog in Imun already. Yeah, Rebecca once told us he was a rov of a community of Holocaust survivors. His parents were Holocaust survivors, and he's the son of Holocaust survivors. And he was a rov. He was a pulpit rov in some place, whatever, in America. I think at the age of 21, he was a pulpit rov of a community of Holocaust survivors. Sure. So the one day was davening Shmona Esra and davening, and one of the guys who stopped davening, you know, the guys who still came to shul, and the guys who refused to ever walk into a shul again. It was a fascinating community. Anyway, one guy came and started screaming at the guy in Shmona Esra. Yankel, what are you davening for? You were there, you saw what we saw. How can you still talk to God? How can you still believe in a God? You know, mama's going, ranting or whatever. So Yankel, the Manushmana Esra, turns around to him and says, if I don't believe in God, who am I going to blame? You know, back to Shmona Esra. You know, so, believing in God is already a dying people, wouldn't you? At least you know you're going to the right address. You know? At least you're addressing your complaint to the right place. You're not in the wrong floor. If you've got complaints, go to Hashem. He done it. So, yeah, but it's very hard if you're honest with yourself. Intellectually, you can work around it, but at the emotional level, to love somebody that seems to be doing very horrible things, it's not so posh. You should listen to that shiur. Rebecca gave a whole shiur on this. It's on the website where he's sharing there. I don't know what it's called, but he's a fantastic, fantastic shiur. And he's sharing all very practical. It means you've got to go away, okay, and you've got to, the avoid is like this, is you have to do what seems to be a nasty thing, yeah, having kavana for the best of the other person. So he said, that's really too hard. Start with doing something nice for somebody else with a kavana to do something nice. And then you can upgrade. Now, sometimes you have to give a child a punch. Sometimes you have to give a child a punch. That's a seemingly not nice thing to do. It's not a nice thing to give a child. It's really brutal to give a child a punch. So you're doing something that's very, you have to have kavana to do it only for the child's good. The dirty child wouldn't give the child a punch for 2-3 days after that decided the child needed a punch. In chinuch, I don't know if you should do such a thing, because the child is still sitting there waiting for 3 days. It can be terrifying. I don't think you should do that. But they never wanted any zig of any self-interest. They would work on themselves very hard before they gave the child a patch. And all for the boss, she tells them, Moedi Kamaisa, she loved her father, it was unbelievable. He decided once that she deserved 2 patches. She was Magila, 2 patches, right? Yeah, that's what he decided. I don't know what she did. So he turned, she fainted. So he revived her, he made her fine, she was all better, she was strong again, whatever, and he gave her the second patch. But yeah, it was cheshbon. It wasn't everything was, you know. I think he also waited 3 days before he did it, whatever, to make sure. The daughter writes in a book. She talks about it with unbelievable love and endearment for her father. You know, he never raised a voice at her. Never angry. Never a shout. Never anything. But she did something that deserved a boom. She got a boom, and that was it. So that's, he's doing something seemingly very nasty. Yeah, but the child's able to understand and appreciate it. That's kula love. It's kula apa. It was probably even harder for him to do than for her to make up. But you have to be real with that. So start by doing nice things to people with the intention of being nice to them, not for your own self-interest. Someone's asked me, what's a good mother? A good mother is a mother who feeds her children because they're hungry, not because she's embarrassed what the neighbors will say. In words, do a chesed for your child because you want to do a chesed, not because you're... Yeah, I think the message is clear. You start using this as a tool to get closer and closer to Hashem for Hashem's love. You use this as a step ladder of getting closer to Avos Hashem. It will become eventually a love that's not dependent on anything. It'll be a love that is purely, it's a love. Why do you love? Because. Why does Hashem love us? Because. You ain't going to get nothing back. Can't be tolerable anything, because Hashem's not tolerant us for anything. So it's a total unconditional love, and that's really what we're striving for. That's what the purpose of marriage is. That's what we really, that's the avoida we're involved in. We're involved in the avoida of being begala, the tzelem elokim, which is I'm an unconditional giver. I'm as well to give, and I don't expect anything back. That's the highest level of chesed that a person can attain. Obviously, we're not talking here about where we're holding, but that's the direction we have to be heading in.
But is such a level even possible? Because I mean, Hashem gives us everything, every second.
Yeah, it is possible. Before you get married, you can only train at it. Yeshiva is a training ground. From bar mitzvah to 18 is really a training ground. Once you get married, you actually start working on the sukkah. The nakuda that's being made here, and I just want to add to this a little bit, because the nakuda being made here is that we learn lots of sugyas. We learn in yeshiva, we learn lots of sugyas, you've got to learn them. You know, you learn Halech, and you learn Tokfapayin, and you learn Abba Abbas Nazik, and we learn lots of sugyas, we learn them but Iyun, and we go, Mamash, go into them. We're trying to get to the bottom of understanding Hashem's mind, and that has to be that way. If you don't learn Baba Matzia, you're not going to understand Abbas Hashem, I promise you. You need all the sugyas of Shas. But you can't be Yotzi, your total limit, just with that. You have to learn Abbas Hashem, be Iyun. With the same dedication that we put into understanding Hilchas Matzah, and Hilchas whatever, you have to stand Hilchas Avos Hashem. It's a mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. All the mitzvahs are only there to bring you to this mitzvah, and it's probably the most neglected sugi in the world. Imagine walking to the Meir Yeshiva. You go up to any boch and you say to him, listen, I'm new in this business. I've just become a broom. Can you tell me how to do tefillin? Explain to me, what's this tefillin business? The guy says, where you been, kid? Come with me. Take you downstairs, take out his tefillin, give you a whole shiur on tefillin, right? Three shirim just on the knot of the shel yad, and the whole sugya, beautiful. The pash is the whole sugya, you have to know that. It's a beautiful thing, yeah? So you say to him, that's fantastic, thank you very much. Tell me, I noticed written on those pashas, it says you've got to love God. Can you tell me how to do that? Yeah? I think every Meir Boch is terrified that anybody will ask him that question. And we also terrified that anyone asks us a question, because how do you love Hashem? But it's also mitzvah, no, isn't it written there very close to in the Rambam, it says you have to, you know, put on tefillin, it says you've got to love God. Yeah? So tefillin, I'm a bokeh. You have to be a bokeh. I'm not chas v'chelele belittling your knowledge of Hilchos tefillin for 1 second. Or any of the other lochas. We have to know Torah. We have to know halacha. That's the only safeguard you've got. But what about mitzvahs avos? What about learning avos Hashem b'yun? That's not a serious sugya.
This is
a sugya in Rambam. It's the Rambam. It's in the chinuch. It's in the Rambam. You have to learn it properly. You have to learn it's in Sefer Ava. The Rambam has one of his songs called Ava, and it's in the beginning of if you say that Torah, really, the Rambam goes through all the. It's one of the six mitzvahs, six constant mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah, and it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. And it's got a sugya, yeah, the Rambam says, to love Hashem, and it's a big sugya. The difference between Ava and Yira, you have to know how to learn the sugya properly. In the Ochot Tzadikim, he's got Shar Ava and Shar Yira. You have to see the definitions there. The Rambam's definition of Ava and Yira and the Shar and the Ochot Tzadikim's definition of Ava and Yira, some are getting each other's way a little bit. You have to be, but like everything in learning, the first thing you do when you're learning a sugya, you have to define your terms. What's the definition of Halek? What's the definition of a Bechor? That's what a Lamdan is. The beginning of becoming a Lamdan is defining your terms, knowing what you're talking about. That's what we're spending most of our time downstairs learning. It's just defining our terms. So that's what Rambam does. He starts off by defining it. He says, you've got to love Hashem. No, define love. You have a definition for love, guys? You have a definition for pleasure? You have a definition for happiness? No, but I can tell you 43 different Pshatim in Halek. That's brilliant. I'm not belittling that at all. You have to know those sugyas. But how can you walk away walking around thinking you've never learned, you don't know nothing about the sugyas, you're sick in the whole day? That's our mission statement, that's in the mezuzah, it's in our tefillin, it's yeah, and yeah, I love God, weiter. You have to understand the sugya properly. It starts in Chumash, it's learning in Chumash, it's love God. God loves me. Abba Rabba Matan, Hashem says, I love you with a great love. Why do I have to say Ava Rabba? If Hashem says I love you, you need more than Ava. What's Ava Rabba? No, start asking kashas, learn the sukya. All right. You want to ask something?
Yeah.